Good morning, everyone. Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Enjoy delicious Harvest Ridge anywhere you are out and about, at your local convenience store, or buy the beans that are fresh ground in your grocery store, and enjoy Harvest Ridge at home. Thank you, Refreshment Services Pepsi. Wow, I've been gone for so long. I don't know anything that's going on in the city of Quincy, but here the man with the plan. You have lost so much weight.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary. I'm down 50 pounds, but welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have
but
you back
in
Quincy.
It's not because you're ill.
No.
Good. You're on a health kick. Good for you.
Yeah, just, you know, I've been on that cycle. I'm on a yo-yo.
You're one of those. I know.
I hope this time I'm able to keep it off.
Okay. So. Well, we'll pray for you.
And happy birthday to WTAD.
Thank you.
99 years. That's
99 years. Yeah, I've been here 37 of those 99 years.
Well, except for vacations.
Except for all my vacations.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I was out in California, and let me tell you, I loved it out there. It was enjoyable. I had a free place to stay, so everything was wonderful. And then I also went to Niagara Falls with our lovely senior center trip, but there's no place like home.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad to be back. Hey, we're getting a big battery storage. Is that solar powered?
Well, no. It just takes the power generation units that are operating. They can't just shut down. So when there's low demand, battery storage facilities, that's when they purchase the power that's available.
Because they get it at a reduced rate.
They get it at the best rate possible. So they're buy the power, store it. Then, remember a couple years ago, Ameren talked to us about brownouts potential this summer? Well, battery storage like this will help eliminate brownouts from happening in our area.
Well, that would be great. Now, this is going through. The Planning Commission has approved it.
Correct.
The City Council will still have to act on it. So give me some background. It's on Cook's Lane, but that doesn't tell me anything. Where is it, and how big is this thing?
It's very close to where the John Wood Community College Development Center is on Cook's Lane. This group bought 10 acres on the north side of Cook's Lane. They've got another 10-plus acres that they're leasing on the south side. It's next to a Ameren connecting spot, which is important to them. It also happens to be in an enterprise zone. It's zoned. The property they purchase is zoned in an enterprise, and it's an industrial property. So they aren't taking agricultural ground away. They're just using an industrial zone spot to do this development. This will take over 2 years to build. It's 300 megawatts of storage capacity. Just to put that in context, the former Meridoshia power plant that we had three generators, and that produced, at all three generators operating, just over 300 megawatts of power. So this is a significant storage unit. They will, again, it'd be about 2 years to build up and operating. Construction-wise, it will call for approximately 75 construction workers to put this thing together. Once it's operational, they're only going to need 3 to 4 people to take care of this facility. So
the big bang for us is in the construction.
And the utilities, but
as far as payroll and all that, that's the big bang for the Quincy area.
Yeah, well,
it's not in the city limits, though.
Yeah, it's in the mile and a half.
Right, but
that's
it's in the mile and a half.
That's why the city has to approve the zoning, et cetera. We're trying to get them in the city. There wasn't adequate space next to, you know, for all the parameters that they needed to check off.
If you've got 20 acres of free space in Quincy,
call me.
Call me, yeah. I mean, so yeah, this is the kind of stuff that, but again, for those who don't understand, even though it's not in the city of Quincy, Quincy has a 1.5 mile zoning parameter so that things cannot be built on our doorstep that don't pass the City Planning Commission. So this went through the Planning Commission.
Yep, just got approved this week.
Do you foresee anybody saying no to this on the City Council? What's the downside? Is there a downside?
I haven't heard of any
issues
that have been raised. I think they're happy. The other longer-term benefit is other service centers that are looking for expansions. that have to operate 24 hours a day, have to have backup, et cetera, they look for locations throughout the country that have a battery storage facility nearby.
Because this could power 300,000 homes or something for 4 hours or something like that?
It's a significant need or, you know, power potential, you know, supplier. So, you know, it's welcome for a variety of reasons, not just the construction jobs, not just the power, but I think it will help attract some other economic development, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years.
This is exciting for Quincy, without a doubt. This kind of thing that happens, this battery storage, you know, the technology is becoming better and better and better. And so this will make sure that once this is up and running, that if you're an Ameren customer, then you really won't be faced with a brownout or a blackout, because there will be power running. Now, if the power line goes down because of a storm, that's not going to solve that problem.
Correct.
But it will serve as a way to take and store at the lowest cost and release at the highest cost. Yeah, it's a way to...
They're making money.
Yeah, we're not worried about Ameren.
I think the other side, at 300 megawatts, this is the largest announced battery storage facility in the state of Illinois. And there are 5 to 7 others, but they have the older technology, anywhere from like 5 megawatts to maybe 30, 35 megawatts. So the ones that we have, mainly in northern Chicago or northern Illinois area, the Chicago suburbs, this is like almost 10 times larger than the largest one.
Wow, this is great. Why Quincy? Just because of the fact that the land was available and the Ameren substation was there.
It's actually more on where in the country has the biggest need or the shortage potential for power. So this is a huge privately held company based in Omaha. They're building out quite a few of these units across the country. And when they go through what are the issues where they could be pretty busy, you know, providing power, you know, Quincy, West Central Illinois was a key target on the map. And I don't know the other ones, but it was more than just our land cost and, you know, having Ameren as the partner here. So,
well, that's just fantastic. This is great news for the city of Quincy. What else is happening, Mr. Mayor?
You know, we just have other developments, you know, going on. We did approve when you were out that 54th Street development plan with the incentive. So they are Jim Otis, again, from the Otis Company, again, out of Omaha. He got approval for some incentives on the development there. We were talking about 5 operations on his acreage. One would be a C-store, and then there would be 4 restaurants. He's contacted our planning and development because he has also now been contacted by a hotel group that showed interest. Could that be out at that location? And from our standpoint, yes, they could. I'll take a hotel anywhere in Quincy right now.
You know, it's too bad, though, we can't get our downtown because we have that convention center. You know, the whole purpose of this synchronicity of having the convention center and having the hotels downtown obviously will take development as long as it fits in with the zoning and it serves a good purpose anywhere. But it is too bad we cannot get a major flagship hotel downtown by that civic center.
Well, let's talk about downtown.
Okay, then. Let's do that.
So we also recently approved the incentive for the former Illinois State Bank building. So that hotel project is moving forward. They have expanded from, you know, 35, 36 rooms to, I believe it's 56 rooms under their latest design. They still have a restaurant in what was the former bank lobby. And so that there's going to be more rooms in that location. I spoke with the owner who purchased about a year or so ago the Eagle's Nest. They put a lot of money in, new roof, windows, et cetera. I hope to meet with him and tour that facility. But my understanding is he should have 84 rooms open. One wing will be more of an extended stay. The other wing will be more of a one- or two-night hotel stay. But he still is hoping to be able to open that up sometime this summer.
Well, the great thing about that, I want to interrupt you just for a minute. Extended stay, that can have a dual meaning. If it's extended stay because I'm a traveling nurse and I'm making $80,000 a year and I need a place to stay where I don't want to make an investment and I can stay there, that's one thing. If it's extended stay like the Welcome Inn where I'm paying, you know, $12 a day for a flop house, that's not what we want. So what do you mean by extended stay when it comes to that?
The owners are, you know, live in the Seattle, Washington area. They don't like the Welcome Inn extended stay model. They got stuck with some of that in the state of Washington with other properties or even apartments that they've had out there. So they're quite clear if they, with that extended stay, they're going to have rules. You're going to have the room for, I think they said, up to 2 weeks. You know, then you come back. They're looking at more for construction workers that are coming in to do projects, that
like
kind of stuff.
Like the solar array, or the, not the solar array, but the battery.
Sure.
I've got solar on my brain. I'm sorry.
The other thing is we settled the suit with the Welcome Inn properties. We've had calls from a couple developers that have shown interest. We're a long way away from being able to announce anything, but I'm optimistic, and we'll work with the developers the best we can to see some significant changes at the Welcome Inn property.
Do you foresee the Welcome Inn being raised and something
yes.
new going in there? Okay.
Yeah, no, I think what you see there, I think we're all tired of it, I think. The last couple developers that I've spoken to, clearly their plans would be demo the property and then, build a new facilities ground up.
And that could be very nice.
It'd be excellent. And we had a group in just this week, Mary, and they were asking about the riverfront development. They were asking about the downtown. So we were sharing information with them. And those were face-to-face meetings. So it was quite helpful. And they have done quite a bit of these types of projects in other parts of the country, have at least two others underway now. And they're all near riverfront. So they've got a common theme.
It simply is amazing that we have this beautiful riverfront, which some communities would die for, and we seem to continually underperform in our riverfront. But, I mean, again, you know, you have to have an investor that's willing to invest, and you have to have people that will support it. I want to go back for kind of a philosophical question, because I was at the city council meeting where several owners of restaurants and family-owned restaurants here in Quincy said, why are you giving, you know, all these tax breaks and all these tax credits for new restaurants to come to town? What about us? We've been here serving your community and employing people for a long time. Some people may say, well, why would you, you know, help a hotel, or why would you help a new restaurant, or why would you help anybody? Talk a little bit philosophically about what prompts a city to offer incentives to new things when perhaps older things say, wow, we've been here and been productive all along. Where's our little piece of the cookie?
Yeah, we appreciate, and, you know, matter of fact, if you see me and my family out, you typically will see us at the locally owned restaurants, you know, in town. You won't, see us with, mainly in those franchise restaurants. So, hey, you like it, you like your waitresses, you're doing all that. So I support those businesses, and my family does, and we enjoy, going to Kelly's and the Abbey, et cetera. So the I think here the 54th Street had a unique set of problems. That property sat like it is now, undeveloped for, I think it's 13 years. None of the taxing bodies are getting anything out of that today. There's very little property tax on that site, relatively speaking. And you have a developer that sees it's all around the big box stores, and you know, this out-of-town developer sees what a significant asset this really is. He has a right to purchase the property, but he's got to do a lot of groundwork. He's got to take the bricks, the concrete, so he can actually build buildings on the site. We've talked to some other major local developers to ask, hey, what do you think? Is this incentive, you know, reasonable? Is it too much, et cetera? And we've got some support, you know, privately from those discussions. So the cities like Quincy, throughout the state, we live off of sales tax. You know, I've tried to reduce property tax. When I talk to taxpayers, the one tax everyone seems to uniformly hate, not just dislike, but hate, is property tax.
Amen, brother.
Okay. So, you know, for 3 years now, we've lowered the property tax levy rate in Quincy, and we've kept it down to the levy rate of 1979. Now, part of how we were able to do that is because our sales tax collections from the new businesses that have come to town, the Target, it also has attracted more shoppers back to Quincy. So we're getting people to spend money in Quincy that don't live here. Well, that helps us get money to pay down police and fire pensions, for us to redo streets. You know, we're doing 18th Street from Main to State. We're doing 12th Street. You've got the 6th Street Promenade that's close to, it's not, it'll be wrapped up by, you know, by the end of the year. Those take other tax dollars, and if I can get it outside of the property taxes through some sales tax, I think everybody feels like we're winning.
Well, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, my property taxes aren't going down. Thank you. But the value, supposedly the value of my home is going up. I would love to put a sign, a for sale by owner, and just put the assessed value of my house out in my front yard and just see if anybody would offer me that much money. Because the city of Quincy seems to think that I live in a mansion.
Mary, all I can tell you, I'd be careful putting that sign up, because you'll probably get three or four people coming by and say, you know what, that's a great price.
Okay.
How fast can I move in?
Well, as long as, say, my husband,
better talk to Greg.
My husband won't be home for 45 minutes. I can pack a bag real quick, and you can take control.
Yeah, Greg, well, warning.
Yeah,
hopefully you're listening.
Yeah, oh, I hope not, because everything I do is all about keeping him in the dark, let me tell you, Mr. Mayor. Hey, I do want to give a shout-out, though, to our Quincy Convention and Visitors Bureau and our Quincy Parks, because I was just up in Niagara Falls, and I got to tell you, that place, they understand they're tourism-driven. I mean, they really get it. They do understand that. They've got it down. And their parkway system,
yeah,
you know, which, again, doesn't bring them any money. It only brings them money when I buy something. But nobody's going to go there if it's a dump. And I got to tell you, I mean, everything there is absolutely top drawer. I wouldn't want to think about what it would cost to buy a property, you know, on Parkway Drive in Niagara. But the point I'm making is, the city there has made the connection that you can't drive across the bridge, you know, you can't drive across the bridge into Canada and have a dump greet you, you know, and here's where you're supposed to be spending your vacation. So our park district and our tourism district do a great deal of help. And if we could only get some flowers to grow in the median out here in front, which this year has been epic fail, but some years is successful. What else would you like to talk about today, Mr. Mayor?
Well, you know, you mentioned the Oakley Lindsay Center. We just had that the billiard group.
Yeah, came back. I went and saw some of that. That was great.
So the one thing, I don't know that, you know, we really understand what happened, but they brought the Chinese billiard game, Hayball, into Quincy. They shipped 17 of those unique tables here. This was the first tournament with, you know, with a hay ball billiards in the U.S. was held here at Oakley Lindsay Center. The other thing was amazing. They got delivered the week before, got set up. Monday, they started to play. Tuesday, they had all 17 tables sold. Okay, so we believe you're going to see a lot more about hay ball throughout this country.
So you support communist China and its infiltration of the United States.
Well, we're trying to see if they can't build those tables in Quincy.
See, I thought you'd fall for that.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
you're, I'm not going to be the hard-hitting Mike Wallace journalist. No, you're not falling for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, I mean, okay. If the money goes here instead of back to China, I'll be very happy.
And this afternoon, I will be at Dairy Queen on Harrison.
The
making
South
Blizzard.
12. Yeah. My partner Quade will be at the North 12. What time will you be there?
Sometime this afternoon. I think it's after 3.
Good. So they can go and get a blizzard from the mayor, and they can go get a blizzard from Quade.
Right.
And see who makes the better blizzard.
Well, Quade, I think, has more experience.
He does.
Now, when it comes to eating, I probably could eat one better than Quade.
When you got that phone call, your agent said, have we got a job for you?
Yeah.
You didn't. I will tell you this, Mr. Mayor, don't wear a shirt that you ever want to wear again. Because I had this beautiful white embroidered WT-80 shirt. And let's just say that I'm not the best blizzard maker, and it blew up on me several times. So I had mostly chocolate, but I had a few other flavors
in.
I had bits of Snickers bar all over me and everything. So
I appreciate the warning.
It can be a messy job. So I would just suggest that I want you to look nice, but I wouldn't wear a white shirt. I just give you a little bit
duly
of warning.
Duly noted. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Mayor, it's been great, and I will tell you, I love to travel. Everybody knows I love to travel, and I'm going to continue to travel as much as I can. But it is always good to come home. And here's my question for you. What do you think? Now, Quincy's a university town, okay? So put yourself in the mindset of Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. A college student that wants to be able to ride their bike to class, so about a mile away from campus. A one-bedroom apartment in Palo Alto, California. What do you think if you were sending your kids out to Stanford, you'd have to pay for rent out there for your darling to go to
it's
Stanford?
It's probably over $4,000 a month.
$5,350.
Is that right?
That's 60 grand a year.
Yeah.
And the person I was staying with is a real estate agent. He's from Payson. He's made his boy done good. Moved to California, became a real estate agent. He had multiple showings.
Yeah.
So, you know, probably kicking himself that he didn't ask $5,500.
Well, what a bargain we have in Quincy.
I know. I mean, it's just, I don't understand it. I don't understand how anyone can afford to live out there. And so I'm really, everywhere I went, I was telling people, you know, if you ever get tired of this, which it's hard to get tired of the weather.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. But if you ever get tired of this, Quincy, Illinois could sure use you.
Yep.
But just think, we were giving people $5,000 to move back to Quincy. That'd be 1 month's rent.
Yeah.
That's not much of an incentive, is it?
No, not when you think of it in those terms.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for always stopping by, and we look forward to your next visit. And we're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, and then the fabulous DOB, Don O'Brien from the Better Business Bureau, is here. Stay tuned. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Don O'Brien joins me from the Better Business Bureau. And, of course, the Better Business Bureau and Don O'Brien, he's the face of that here in our area. One of the things they do is support other groups in the Quincy area, and the Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming up in September. But they have fundraising all year round. And so Don O'Brien knows a little bit about sports trivia, just a snudge.
Just a bit.
And so I'm sure you were part of the group that put this together, sports trivia, to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. While I've got you here, why don't I just give you a free plug.
Look at that. I thank you for that. Yes. So the on Friday night, August 2nd, we're going to hopefully be at the not hopefully, we will be at the Quincy American Legion Hall. Well, I guess you never know what's going on in the world today if tomorrow's going to get here. But Friday, August 2nd, we're going to be there, 7 o'clock. It's going to be sports trivia, and I'm the one who brought together all of the I made all the questions. I'm not the Alex Trebek, but I'm the one who made
the
questions.
You're the one that writes the questions for
Correct.
Jeopardy.
That
Correct. Hidden staff we never get to see. So this is all from your head, and you have, of course, vetted these sources and made sure it's correct.
Yes.
But if you will be on hand in case there's any challenges?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
And how many in the past have you had to put down? I mean, and what does that entail?
Well, this is the first one I've ever put together.
So it's like umpire nose to nose. Will you toss them? What will happen if
Well, I've made sure that I'm very, very... Okay, so there's going to be some layups. You know, we're going to talk in sports. There's some layups. There's some ones that are a little bit more tough. And then there's some really brain teasers in there.
Okay.
So if you're interested, it's going to be $100 for a team of eight. You can bring your own food, but the folks at the American Legion will have your booze for you. You'll have to, and again, they're not going to charge you like you're at Busch Stadium, like $17 a drink.
It'll be American Legion prices.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Which my dad always said, let's go down to the Legion Hall, because it's,
Yes, it's very affordable. So get a group together. You can contact me at BBB at 217-209-3972 to sign up your team. We'll have seven categories. We're going to have, obviously, we'll have a baseball category, a basketball category, a football category. We also have a pro wrestling category. We have sports movies, we have local sports, and we have a potpourri of just various things.
Maybe there'll be an Olympic theme in some of the potpourri.
There are because when the Olympics just started, there are several Olympic questions sprinkled
Snoop
throughout.
Snoop Dogg giving commentary on the equestrian events this year.
That I did not know.
Yes, Snoop Dogg. Well, see, this could be the bonus tiebreaker question. Only those who listen to the Mary Griffith Show will know the answer. Snoop Dogg has been hired by the Olympic Committee he's afraid of horses. And so he's going to be commenting on the dressage events. And it's going to be Snoop getting to know these beautiful animals and getting more comfortable with dressage. Because when I think of dressage, I think of Snoop Dogg.
When I think of dressage, I think about the first story ever assigned to me by Rodney Hart at the Herald Whig back in January of 1997 was on a dressage horse out here in rural Adams County. True story.
Oh, yes. And she still has that same dressage.
Gunner was the name of the horse.
That would be another tiebreaker. What was Don O'Brien's first
story at the Herald Whig was on a dressage
horse.
Was
it Julie?
I think so,
yeah. She's still doing it.
That's awesome.
Dressage in Adams County, yes. And she takes horses in from all over the United States and trains them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
Julie Ingram.
Correct.
Yes. I could have won.
5 points for you, Mary.
5 points. I'll assign my 5 points. I tell you what. If it comes down to a tie, you pick from the people that are there who I would prefer to give my 5 bonus points
there
to, okay? And then we can win. Well, listen, we've got only a few minutes left, and we got to get to BBB stuff.
We do have to get to BBB stuff.
This is not just all fun and games here, boy. Let's get down to brass tacks. So tell me what's happening with the Better Business Bureau.
Well, we just put out some information today. Back to school is coming up. So we want you to make sure that back to school is a time when a lot of people spend a lot of money. And there are various things going on not this weekend, but the first weekend in August. Next weekend will be the tax-free time in the state of Missouri. So that's something to think about. I don't want to take our tax dollars out of Illinois. But we have Missouri listeners too. Go over there and you might be able to get yourself a good deal.
Not every town participates.
Not every town participates. So that's a very interesting. I thought something I did not realize.
I'm helping you a lot today.
You are helping me a lot today.
That's okay, because I like you.
So that's something you're going to have to look up if you want to go shop at Hannibal. Does Hannibal participate?
Does Palmyra participate?
Does participate? Does if you're going to go up to Cahokia for whatever reason, or if you're going to go over to Kirksville, do they participate? That's a good idea. One other thing, and this is something that if you have looking to get a big ticket item, obviously you're going to want to shop around. If you need to buy a computer, let's say your child's going away to college for the first time, it might behoove you to wait until they actually have one of those .edu addresses, because a lot of those computer, I waited for my kid when he went to Illinois State. They can get deals. They can get discounts for being an enrolled student at that university. So think about that. There are different ways you can save money at this time of year. So if you're doing your back-to-school shopping, make a plan. Don't fall in any traps that you may see online with, they're going to know if you're there, Googling back to school items. Well, guess what's going to pop up in your social media? Back to school item ads. And they may have someone that, that tries to get you to go to their website to save a little bit more money on that computer you might be buying, or whatever that thing you might, those clothes you might be buying for your young one. So,
also, your students should be helping you with this, too, because they should be calling the university or contacting the university. What is your preferred? They may have, I don't know, I'm so computer illiterate.
Well, they might be an Apple or a Windows.
What do you need me to have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do my professors prefer I turn my stuff in? What is the thing that I'm going to be learning on over there to make sure yours is compatible?
Yeah, because unlike, it's crazy to think about now that at a lot of our middle schools and our high schools, they're given tablets or they have those types of things, and obviously everybody in school uses those. Well, when you get to a higher education, whether it's John Wood or QU or Culver or wherever they might be going, that doesn't exist anymore.
It could be a different brand, and it could be something you're not familiar with.
Yes.
Yes.
So look into that. So that's something we're worrying about. I'm about ready to head off to my we have a meeting once a quarter with our Consumer Fraud Task Force in St. Louis. I'll be doing that by Zoom today. We always put some warnings out, and we're seeing as a group, the Consumer Fraud Task Force, which includes the Illinois Attorney General, Missouri Attorney General, FBI, FTC, U.S. Postal Inspectors. We have all kinds of alphabet soup organizations that are part of that. And the FBI and the FTC have reported last year a huge increase in courier scams. And what a courier scam is, it's kind of just like it sounds. You have someone who comes to your house and takes things from you. And in this case, they take money from you. And we had an instance over here in Edina, or in the Knox County area last spring, if you remember, in March. There's a person who said they were approached by someone of the FDIC. The FDIC is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. That's if Mercantile Bank down the road here gets robbed, your money's safe because they're FDIC insured. We've heard it on radio commercials forever. Well, this guy told this woman that something's wrong with her bank account, and she needed to pull out of her money, all of her money out of there, and give it to him for safeguarding. And then when the FDIC figures out what's wrong with the account, they'll put it back in there for her. Well, that was all bogus. He took $20,000 at one point and then was going to do another take of $40,000. Well, fortunately, between take one and take two, this person had said something to one of her relatives, and that relative told law enforcement over there. And the Knox County Sheriff's Department, Missouri State Highway Patrol, were right there to get the guy once he came and got that extra that second drop of about $40,000. So just know that we had something happen down in the St. Louis area where an elderly couple was told that their computer had been used to access child pornography, and if they didn't want to get charged, they had to pay an $88,000 fine. And again, they had to take this, and they had to pay it all in cash, and somebody showed up to their doorstep to get it. So if somebody tells you something and it says, hey, don't tell anybody else about this, that's when you should tell somebody else about what they're trying to do to you. Because that person is not on your side. And if you have a loved one, of course, these courier scams tend to target older adults. So, just really, again, we've talked about it before, about being in tune with what your older loved ones are going to and what they're up to and what they're doing with their money and their time and things. Because you might be able to, if you ask the right questions, you might be able to find something out that they probably shouldn't be doing.
Okay. It's very important, folks, that the Better Business Bureau be on your side. And, anytime you have any kind of question, anytime you have any kind of concern, if you're not quite sure, if there's any little rumbling in your tummy that this is not right, call law enforcement, call the Better Business mm-hmm. Bureau. Don't be these high-pressure sales tactics. You have to decide today. I've got to sign it right now. Don't fall for that.
Don't.
Legitimate businesses don't operate that
way. Listen to your instincts. If your instinct says, this isn't right, even if it's just a little smidge, give us a call. And I can help you navigate whether or not that's a real business has come to your door or if they're just a bunch of shysters.
You have to be. I don't think you can say shysters on the air, but thank you.
I can't say. You just said it too, though.
I know, but now we're both in trouble with the FCC. Another alphabet soup. Do you know what that means?
There are people to take your money.
But that's not what it means.
We'll have to talk off air about this, because if we talk any more on air about this, we're going to get in trouble by the FCC. My definition of that word is somebody who's going to try to take your money and be untruthful to you.
Yes, that is true. That is yes, but there's a...
There's a second?
There's not a second. We'll talk off the air. All right. Don O'Brien, why do you want to get me fired? Why? What have I ever done to you?
Well, it's your 99th birthday, WTAD, today.
I know.
I want you guys to get to 100, so
I apologize.
Thank
you. You know, are you going to give me 99 kisses?
My wife is listening.
Your wife is listening. Okay, we won't go that far. Sports trivia hosted by WGEM. For the walk to end Alzheimer's, all the questions were prepared by the sports mind of Don O'Brien. Can you stump... I mean, I would think it'd be great. I hope there's at least one question you're wrong on. Bring it. I want to see, like, the umpire toss.
Maybe we'll go viral at the American Legion. We'll have a big brawl.
A brawl at the American Legion will break out. 6:30, the doors open. 7 o'clock, the trivia begins. Call Don at the Better Business Bureau if you would like to be part of this. It supports the Alzheimer's Association. Thank you for everything you do and for keeping us safe. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me on.
And we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again right here on The Mary Griffith Show. My guest tomorrow, the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County, the John Anderson Film Festival. And I think a film that I was in as a child will be shown.
Nice.
We'll talk about that.